Good morning. If you'd like to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that will be the first passage we'll look at this morning. Let's see. This morning I was going to talk about overcoming stress. I think stress is something that everyone in this audience deals with on a regular basis. I know this morning, I don't know about y'all, but we had a power outage at our household this morning with 7 people there. And so without power, you can't make coffee in the morning. And if you don't know the stars, you know that not having coffee in the morning is a make or break moment for the day. And from that moment, will impact the rest of the day. And so we had a little stressful moment this morning, but that's not the type of stress I want to talk about today. The stress I want to talk about is the stress that you're going to endure in your life at one point, and you're not going to know how to overcome that. You're going to be praying to God. You're just going to be leaning on your support group to get you through these moments, and that you don't know if you're going to make it through. And so that's the type of stress I want to talk about this morning. I also want to take this opportunity right now to thank the elders of this congregation. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity, and I hope the things that I prepared for you this morning you'll find beneficial. So I wanted to look at, to deal with stress, I wanted to look at people of the Bible that went through moments of stress that, I mean, we probably can't compare to almost, but stuff that is very difficult they had to go through. And so I wanted to look at those this morning. So the first one I wanted to look at was Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. He was wrongfully imprisoned by Potiphar's wife. He endured a period of famine in Egypt at that time, and he was also in charge of Egypt's food supply at this moment. And if you know Joseph's story, his upbringing was very difficult. Not a lot was going right for him, and so he dealt with a lot. And so he's a good Bible character to look at and see how he dealt with stress. David as well. We know about David versus Goliath, and I'm not going to tell that story because everybody here knows what happened in that story, but David versus Goliath was a stressful moment in his life, dealing with a 9-foot giant and him being a small little kid. And then there's also the situation of him dealing with King Saul trying to kill him, because Saul was jealous of David before he became king, and especially it didn't help when they were saying that Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands. And so Saul was very jealous, and so he tried to take it out on David a lot, and David had to flee him during his life. And so we'll look at that and see how he dealt with that. Queen Esther, this is kind of a different character to look at, but her upbringing was her mother and father died at a young age, and so she was raised by Mordecai, and so she didn't have a mother and father to look after. She had Mordecai. She also had to hide her identity while she became queen, because the king at the time and Haman were persecuting the Jews, killing them, and so she had to hide her identity as a Jew so that she wouldn't be killed. And so she had to confront the king in a life or death situation that we'll look at later. Job, we know the story of Job. All of his servants and livestock were killed. All of his sons and daughters were killed at one moment. And then he was inflicted with boils from head to toe. And this all occurred in a short period of time that we see in chapter 1. And so we'll look at Job as well. The Apostle Paul gets his own slide, because there's no one other than Jesus that dealt with so much in their lifetime that we read about. And so if y'all want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we'll read verses 24 through 27. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 27. I'll be reading from the New King James Version this morning. Paul writes, "From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." So just from these four verses that we read right there, we can read that Paul went through a lot that we can't compare to. He was lashed and beaten with rods, stoned, shipwrecked three times, and then all the different types of perilous situations that we dealt with, that he dealt with, sea, robbers, and wilderness. He was also arrested in prison multiple times that we read throughout the New Testament. And so Paul dealt with a lot, and how he reacted to his stress is something that we need to try to implement into our lives when we face those stressful moments. So how did they overcome stress? Job, immediately after hearing that all of his family had died, all of his livestock was taken, his immediate reaction was, he just went to prayer. In chapter 1, verse 21, it says, Job says, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." His immediate reaction was to bless the Lord and go to prayer when his whole life was taken away from him in 1 second. And if you want to turn to Psalms chapter 31 and put your ribbon there, we're going to turn there later as well, but we'll turn to it right here. When David was fleeing Saul, we see how distraught David was. Psalms 31 is a great book to just really read about David just outpouring all of his emotions and all of his feelings towards God in this chapter. And in verse 13 of Psalms chapter 31, it says, "For I hear the slander of many, fear is on every side. While they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life." We read here that David is just on his hands and knees, just praying to God, trying to like just find some sort of peace in God and just talking to him. And so whenever we come across situations where we're under a lot of stress and don't know what to do, prayer is the immediate reaction that we need to go to. Some more verses I like to read. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. It reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Another verse I'd like to read, you don't have to turn here, but it's Psalms chapter 55, verse 22. It reads, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Praying should be our first reaction when we're under stress. I know that when I pray to God, when I take time out of my day to just clear my mind of all the obstacles I'm facing, I like to just, when I pray to God, I escape reality. I get away from everything that's in my head right now and just focus on talking to God. And a lot of times I focus on all the things that I'm blessed with at the moment. And so just taking time out of your day to just pray to God when you're under stress will help you a lot and will make you think about how blessed you are and how all the positive things that God's given to you. Second thing that we should do when we're under stress is we need to seek help from others and just find a companion. We talk about, or we read about David having a friend in Jonathan who was Saul's son. And Jonathan was with David along all this time that he was fleeing from Saul. And so in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1, it reads, "Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." And then throughout chapter 20 of 1 Samuel as well, we see that Jonathan showed his loyalty to David the whole time he was fleeing. And there's a lot of times, too, that Saul was persecuting Jonathan for his loyalty to David. He thought that since you're my son, you should be on my side. You shouldn't be taking the son of Jesse's side. And so having that disrespect from your father must have been really tough for Jonathan. And so just his loyalty to David really helped David throughout his troubling times. And then in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16, it says, "Then Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God." We see that I underline in my Bible the word strengthen, because Jonathan's presence to David, Jonathan didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to try to help him out or try to like say anything that will help David. He just had to be there for him. And so just finding someone that will be there for you, and for us being there for somebody else that's going through a stressful time, will help them out. Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll read verses 3 through 4, where Paul is addressing the church in Corinth. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." As a Christian family, we are to be there for each other when people are going through troubling times. It's our duty to help those out that are in a lower situation than we are at the time. And so just being there for others when they're going through troubling times will help them out. And when you're stressed out and when you're going through trouble as well, you need to seek help from others, and you need to seek companionship, and just try to help yourself out. Third point is to stay positive. I know that the best example of in the Bible of someone that stayed positive throughout his life that we talked about earlier is Joseph. And I mean, the point of staying positive kind of relates to praying, because praying always helps me to stay positive, always helps me to think about what God has blessed me with. And so just staying positive and praying go hand in hand with each other. But looking at Joseph, I mean, we already talked about that he was sold by his brothers into slavery. He was wrongfully imprisoned because Potiphar lied and said that he was coming on to her when he wasn't. And so he was wrongfully imprisoned for that. And then he even had to endure famine and like had to endure the disrespect that he received from his brothers. And so instead of giving up on his life, he could have been bitter towards God. Joseph could have just given up on life, given up on talking to God, just done his own thing and tried to do whatever he could to survive, just because he was thrown just such a hard time in his life. And so let's turn to Genesis chapter 50. In Genesis chapter 50, we read about after Jacob's death, Joseph's brothers are all still there. They're all in Egypt because they went down there to visit Joseph before Jacob passed. And they're scared that Joseph is going to seek his revenge on them now that Joseph has risen up into the top ranks in Egypt. And so he has a lot of power. And so his brothers are scared that, wow, like, we threw our brother into slavery. We just totally deserted him. We wanted nothing to do with him. He has a lot of power to seek revenge on us. And in chapter 50, in verse 20, Joseph says, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is in this day, to save many people alive." Joseph's positive outlook on his life affected his family, infected all of the people of Egypt, and obviously affected himself. He was dealt a hard times in his life and could have given up, but his positive outlook throughout his life ended up affecting a lot of people, not just himself, but a whole country as well. And so we need to have a positive outlook in our life when we're going through dark times as well. The last point is to trust in the Lord. While David was fleeing from King Saul, David put his full trust in God. He would just talk to God, and whatever way he was led, that's the way he went because of God's plan. And so if you have your ribbon, go back to Psalms chapter 31. In this chapter, we read about David just outpouring his emotions to God. And we'll see how much he trusted God as well. And so in verse 1, it reads of chapter 31, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness." Then down in verses 6 through 8, it reads, "I have hated those who regard useless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place." And then further on down in chapters verses 14 through 15, it reads, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me." And so David here is just telling, he's praying to God. He's on his hands and knees, fleeing Saul. He's by himself, just in an unknown country, just fleeing because he's not in a familiar place. And he's just praying and putting all of his trust in the Lord. And that's what we need to do, is just put all of our trust in the Lord and know that whatever the future holds, that's the right plan that he wants for us. And it's the plan that's going to lead us to our eternal salvation if we follow that path. Another example we can look at of someone that put trust in the Lord is Queen Esther. Queen Esther came to and said that you need to try to confront the king about him persecuting the Jews and see if he can stop it because this isn't right. And so the king in his court, if anybody came into his inner court and came in without him acknowledging them or without any permission, the king had the right by law to kill whoever came into his court. And so Queen Esther ended up going into his court without his permission or without an invitation to confront the king about him and Haman persecuting the Jews. And so Queen Esther put all of her trust in God to go in there and for the king to find favor in his eyes and just not to kill her at that moment. And so Queen Esther's trust in the Lord is something that we need to admire and that we need to put into our daily lives as well. We don't know about what our future is going to hold or what we're going to be thrown in life, but just putting our trust in the Lord will help us get into our eternal salvation. And so in application, the four things we need to do when we're going through stress is, one, we need to actively pray. Two, we need to seek help from others and just find a companion that will ride the ship with us. Three, we need to stay positive. Staying positive and praying go hand in hand. So just staying positive and having a positive outlook on your life will help you get through this stressful time. And four, you need to trust in the Lord and just trust the process that He has for you and that whatever hand He's dealt with you, that it'll lead to eternal salvation. And so when I was preparing for this sermon, a common theme I found throughout all these different situations and characters that we read are that people found that God was in their life, that God had an impact on their life. And you see that Joseph, he had his rough times, but he got up the ranks of Egypt because people saw that God was with him and that whatever Joseph did, God was going to be with him and it was going to have a positive impact on their life. And so we need to have that same, we need people to see that in us. We need people to see that God is with us and that we're working for God and that we're trying to obey His commandments and do His will. And so just having that positive outlook and having God's presence in us will help others see that, and that it'll help us get through stress. And there are negative and positive ways to deal with stress, but striving to handle them in a positive manner will help us get to heaven one day. And we read in the Bible that The person who went through the most stress in their life has been Jesus Christ, our Savior. And he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane knowing that he was going to be killed. And he was going to be killed in a brutal manner. And the only reason he was doing that is so that we could have eternal salvation one day. He didn't know us personally, but I mean, he knew that he was going to die so that we could have a chance to get to heaven. And so the way that Jesus dealt with stress is something that we didn't admire. And if anybody here is going through stress right now, you have a congregation that will talk to you and be there for you. And so just dealing with stress or dealing with stress in a positive manner will help. And if anybody here needs to be baptized and needs to repent and confess that Jesus is the Son of God, do so this morning. Or if there's anybody here that is going through stressful times and needs the help of this congregation, come forward now as we stand and while we sing.